Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shandaria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, hi. I am calling to file for unemployment. I tried doing it online, but it kept bringing me my county that I live in. It kept bringing up the wrong county, and it wouldn't let me change the county when I was doing it. So I figure I'd just call.
Okay. All right, I can get you started with that claim. May I have your social?
It's 336-5803-0361.
All right, so that was 336-580-361.
Correct.
Okay, and this is your first time filing for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, just give me 1 second. And may I please have your first and last name spelled?
The first name's Lori, L-O-R-I. The last name is Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E.
P-I-E-R-C-E. And your date of birth, Ms. Pierce?
5-31-68.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
Correct, yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
All right. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Sonzino. It's spelled S-O-N-Z-I-N-O.
And that was S-O-N-D-I-N-O?
No, F is in Frank.
Oh, F. So F-O-N-D-I-N-O.
Wait, let me, okay, F is in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
O, N is in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Z is in zebra. I, N is in Nancy. O.
Oh, so it's, okay. Okay. All right. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is this an Alabama-issued driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what's that driver's license number?
It's 8909972.
All right, so that was 8909972.
Correct.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either direct deposit or by our Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will also take an additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
Okay. If you have, would just be direct deposit.
You would just like a direct deposit.
Yeah.
All right. And will this be in your checking or savings account?
Do you want the routing number first, correct?
Mm-hmm. Would this be in your checking or savings account?
Oh, I'm sorry. Checking.
That's fine. Okay. No, it's fine. Yes, ma'am. Their routing number first. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 06
So that would be 06 22 03 984.
Correct.
All right, and that account
is, it's going to be 0000 12 77 84 035.
And I do apologize, Miss Pierce, but may you just please repeat that number for me one more time? Just want to make sure I have it in here correctly, because I believe I missed a number.
Okay. It's four zeros. And then 12
77 84 035. Okay, so I did miss it. It was just a five. All right. So that was four zeros in the beginning. So 00 12 77 84 035.
Correct.
Okay. And your mailing address
is 315 Johnson Road, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Correct. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. And is 251-647-0760 a good contact phone number for you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat the number back.
The number that you called, or the number that you're calling from, is 251-647-0760.
Yeah, that's my home number.
Okay. And is this a good contact phone number for you?
Well, can I put my cell down as well?
Yes.
For contact?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 251
359-0267. And that was 251-359-0267.
Yes.
Okay. And I have the address as 315 Johnson Road, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
I'm sorry, you said 315, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, Atmore, Alabama, 36502.
Okay.
And then this is where I had the problem. When I put my address in, it puts me in Escambia County, but I'm in Monroe County.
Yeah, it would be Escambia, because when I typed in your address, that's the county that appeared as well.
Okay, yeah, see, that kind of, that worried me, only because when we first moved into this address, like 5 years ago, was it?
Mm-hmm.
We had our mail going to an address, a different address in Atmore, that's 315 Johnson Road, and I didn't want my personal information going to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I was concerned about that it said Escambia County, because I pay my taxes in Monroe.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. Kind of worrying me that I don't want anyone having my.
Yes, I understand. I understand. Yes, ma'am. But as I entered in your address, and that was 315 Johnson Road, Atmore, Alabama, 36502, automatically, I don't have access, you know, to select the county. It's going to select it for me as I put in your address. And yes,
yeah, they
Escambia.
Wouldn't let me change it either.
Yes, Escambia appeared.
Okay. Well, I just hope any information gets to this address. Cause...
Yes, ma'am. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one.
Okay.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Applebee's, Karen for Kids, Moore Business Corporation, Octave Systems, Octave, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correct, or none of the above?
None of those.
Okay. Question two. Which of the following street addresses in Bruton have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1012 Schaffner Street, 117 St. Joseph Avenue, 187 Brantley Lane, 70 Russell Lane, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this with this property.
The Schaffner one I'm familiar with because that's my stepdaughter's address.
Okay. Question three. According to your driver's license, what color are your eyes? Black, brown, gray, hazel, or my eyes are not reported as any of these colors?
Hazel.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that? TR cert,
what is that? It's trade readjustment, but you know, if you don't know what it is, then it's okay.
Oh, then obviously, no, I didn't.
And what was your last day of work?
My last day of work was 7/26, 2022.
So this past Monday?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I just have to advise you that you have indicated a last day of work during a current claim week. So if you file weekly certification on next week, you'll be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, you will multiply the number of hours you worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud, and it may result in an overpayment or penalty. So so basically any hours that you have work this week, you will just report that next week on your first weekly certification.
Okay. I mean, I was on salary, so I...
Okay. All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been physically and mentally able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work for a business. I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your novitiate occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Anywhere between 45 and 50 miles.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$18 an hour.
18 an hour. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your job title?
Store manager.
Store manager. Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of your separating employer? What's the company's name?
CVS Pharmacy.
Okay. My last day of work was Monday, so that's the 26th. Well, no, that was actually Tuesday. And when did you start working here?
I started in March of 2010.
And do you remember what day in March, or can you give me a guess of what day in
Oh, gosh, so long ago.
March?
I want to say maybe around the 15th or 16th. Oh, gosh, I don't
And this was
know.
in 2010.
Yeah.
Right. And what is CVS? What is your employer's phone number?
I have the corporate office. That's, do you want that number or?
I would need that. Come. What city? It's okay. I can find it. What city
Okay, it was
did you
Baymanette.
work in?
In Baymanette, Alabama, CVS.
You said Damon, Alabama?
Baymanette is
Oh,
BAY.
Damonette.
Yeah.
And you did say DAY. I don't think I spelled it correctly. May you spell it for me? I don't think I
Yeah.
spelled it correctly.
Yeah, it's spelled Bay, BAY, and then Minette is a separate word. It's MINETTE.
Oh, I just put too many E's. And was this on McMeans Avenue?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Well, I'm assuming they're going to pay me my, because we get paid twice a month, the 15th and then the last day of each month. So I'm assuming they're going to send me my last pay. As far as vacation pay, I don't know. I looked it up for Alabama. They don't have to pay you your vacation, I guess. So that's I, that I don't know.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
Okay, I am no longer working there because I quit. They were working me 76 to 80 hours a week, mm-hmm. working me 10 days in a row, sometimes more, on consecutive times. Ever since March, this has been going on. I've had people quit on me. I've asked mm-hmm. them for help. They send someone for a little while. They pull them back out of my store. I've been trying to hire there. Couldn't get anybody to, like, really get as far as coming in for orientation. They wouldn't show up. I had called. I had a shift manager quit on me on Monday. I had called the DL, my district leader's assistant,
mm-hmm.
and she said she couldn't send me anybody. So that would put me at another working, well, I probably would have been working till when, I don't know when my day off would have been, because there was only two of us in the store.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I couldn't do it anymore.
So it was due to working conditions? You quit due to working conditions?
Oh, yes. It was getting just horrible. And, you know, I had tried to step down, and they talked me out of it. Oh, no, things are going to get better. We're going to send you help. I got things lined up. Well, that never happened, you know. So I couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't. It was mentally just draining,
mm-hmm.
just absolutely draining.
And what is the name of
the title? Because I've worked there a long time, and I loved the company until the last couple of years. I don't know, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's going on there. But
and what is the name and title of the person you advised you were quitting?
Her name's Christy Gamron.
You said Christy?
She was a district. Yes, Christy.
Mm-hmm. And last name, you say Gambin?
Garmon. It's G-A-R-M-O-N. Garmon.
Oh, you say she's the... What's her role
yeah,
again?
She's the district leader.
And what day did you give notice of you quitting? Was it Tuesday?
No, it was Monday.
Oh, you gave her notice Monday?
Mm-hmm. I know that sounds very short notice, like I said, I had tried, you know, mm-hmm. I was trying to work with them, and it just...
Okay. So what was the final incident that caused you to quit?
The final incident was, well, when the shift manager that I had with me, it was just me and her,
mm-hmm.
For some apparent reason, she decided to go through our drive-through our pharmacy and gave her keys and took off, and they had come up front to me and gave them to me. I'm like, wait a minute. She's like, yeah, someone just drove through the drive-thru and gave store keys. I'm like, well, okay, if I have a set of store keys, I have all the other set of store keys. There's only one I left out there, which means my shift manager. And I tried to get a hold of her wondering what's going on, what's happening. You know, I just saw you on Friday. Everything, we were fine. Everything was good. So I really can't say what happened with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I proceeded to call the DL's assistant. She's out with COVID. That was overseeing everything. Her name's Justina Waters.
Mm-hmm.
She had said, well, I can't send you anybody. I said, well, but I'm here by myself. I need help. What am I supposed to do for the rest of the week? And I was just, and then at that point when she told me, I just can't do anything for you. So I just, that was it for me. That was the incident that just.
So
I can't do this anymore. I'm going to turn in my keys.
So basically you didn't have any help. I know you said that you didn't have any help in the store and you were left just to run the store by yourself.
Correct. Most of the time, me and Shanice, that was my shift that was working with me, we were by ourselves, our shifts, each of our shifts. You know, maybe we worked together for a couple of hours. I basically mm-hmm. opened and she closed the store. you know, there were no breaks. There were no, I mean, that was another thing that was getting me, no breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working those long hours when you're by yourself, there's no one to cover you.
Mm-hmm.
And then vacation time, I had to cancel all of my vacations because I never had help. So it was just getting to be, it was, like I said, emotionally draining. And I've never in my life, I've worked since I was 14. I don't think I've ever, actually I've never, I know I've never, walked out on a job like that where they just beat you. They
mm-hmm.
beat you to the ground and take mm-hmm. full advantage of the fact that you're on, you know, you're not an hourly employee, so they can work you apparently whatever they want. And I had called their advice and counsel on Monday, and she basically told me, she's like, well, you are the store manager and you are required, you know, to keep the store covered and hire people. And I said, well, yes, ma'am, I am trying to hire people, but nobody, I mean, let's face it, these days, nobody either wants to work or they just weren't showing up for their orientation, and I can't control what other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but what can be controlled is for them to send somebody in to help me, you know, either help cover the store or maybe just at least have somebody come and help me hire, you know, let's get it going. I mean, I've been at this, because I started that store in March. I was a store manager at another store, and I never had these problems with hiring or people just literally just walking out, which, yes, that's what I did, and I understand that. But mm-hmm. as soon as I started the store in March, there were problems from the get-go with the whole staffing issue, and I was, you know, trying to work that out for them and help them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she asked me to transfer to that store, and you know, I think you're going to be good at, you know, getting things going. And
mm-hmm.
it just, I don't know what's going on. But
yes, ma'am. And what did you do to try?
All I know is I can't be worked to death.
Mhm. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to you quitting?
Well, you know, let my DL know several times what was going on with the hiring. I'm like, you know, we're hiring here, but they're not showing up for their orientation or, you know, texting me with excuses. You know, my car got repossessed. I can't take the job. I mean, there was a lot of crazy, you know. And the first week I was there, the two shifts that were working there turned their keys in. It turned out that they were, had relationships together. They were in a relationship and apparently didn't like that I was scheduling them opposite, which I had no clue that they were, you know, together. Had I known that, I would have said, okay, one of these people has to transfer out because this isn't going to work. They quit on me. That I was alone by myself for probably about 3 weeks until I got a girl transferred in from the store that I used to work at. Her name was Elizabeth. We promoted her. Then I had to go up north because my mother-in-law got sick. This is back in May. You know, and I got her help, and apparently that help didn't show up. Some of them did not. And when I came back from up north, she had texted me and quit on me. She's like, I just can't do it. There's too much work. You know, I can't expect to be there every day, all the time. You know, the workload was too much for her, she had
mm-hmm.
said.
Okay. And if you quit for health reasons,
yeah.
Does your doctor advise you to quit?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to provide you with a four-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I am ready.
The PIN number will be 6168.
6168, okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. That Alabama, that's the full word.
Okay.
.gov. And you will go ahead and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file on the internet, the web address is labor. And it's dot Alabama, that's the full word.
Okay.
And that would be dot gov. And also, you could file your weekly certifications on the phone. And the phone number you will call each week is
1-800-752-7389.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You should make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so starting Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined.
Okay, so you're also going to send me all this information. This is a lot. They're going to send me this information too?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you're going to receive any information booklet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, this is a lot. Okay. All right.
And if in failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call.
Okay.
1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Ms. Pierce, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, not at this time.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have your great day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
You as well. You. Mm-hmm.